Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. So, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been eons since I've seen you last.
Welcome back to you, too.
Well, thank you so much.
That's not necessarily true.
I didn't say that anything. I've never claimed that anything we say or anything that I say certainly is true. Mm-hmm. But did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword, and that is the truth.
Okay, good. And what do you think?
Well, it was a little more of a challenge than a typical Tuesday for me.
Yes.
It took me a little longer. And I did not figure out the theme. I had to look at wordplay to have it explained to me.
Okay.
So I guess I was reading too much into it, I guess. But anyway, the theme revolved around the clue 34 across, which was the revealer clue. And that was kind of a fallacious argument or phonetically a hint to the answers to the starred clues. I should have picked up on the phonetically part.
Yes.
But anyway, the answer to that was ad hominem, which is a fallacy argument where you blame the person rather than the circumstance or you know, the real cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You blame a person rather than trying to suss out what was the real problem. So, anyway, here were the themed clues. 17 across, mint on a pillow, maybe. And that was hotel suite suite. And then we had 27 across, Pippi Longstocking for one. And that was a pigtail tale.
Yes.
Then we had 46 across, marriage ceremony for the perfect guy. And that was Mr. Right Right, spelled R-I-T-E, like a right. And then finally, 57 across, which I thought was rather amusing, Mother Superior, and that was second to none, none. So I'm like, well, where's the ad hominems in these answers? But phonetically, if you say the revealer clue, ad hominem, that could be ad as in ADD, and homonym as in a word that sounds the same but is spelled differently.
Yes.
So in each one of the answers of the themed clues, you do have a homonym that is added at the end of the clue answer. And so you have added a homonym or ad hominem.
Ingenious.
Well, it's ingenious, but it was also a little confusing for me. But I enjoyed the puzzle.
Good.
It was a good challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And once I figured out the theme, it was pretty funny, too.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I didn't find it terribly difficult, but it did seem a little more challenging than usual for a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I didn't understand the theme at all.
I bet we weren't the only ones. So,
right.
But the good thing was you didn't really have to understand the theme to answer the themed clues.
No.
You could just say, oh, it's a cute little play on words, pigtail tale.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
It's sort of like connections at another puzzle that the New York Times puts out where you have to group things together in different categories. I can somehow sense it subliminally without really being able to explicitly explain why four words belong together or why a hotel suite suite is an ad hominem.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, well, there were a few words that were kind of new to me. 15 across, less than stellar sound quality, informally, lo-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I've heard of hi-fi, but I've never heard of lo-fi.
I've heard of low-key, but that's not really...
that's a
Marvel hero.
That's right.
I think he's a hero.
That's right.
Or maybe an anti-hero. yeah. lo-fi. I guess I probably, if pressed, could not tell the difference between lo-fi and hi-fi. But what else did you not know?
Well, one down, Hall from the Yiddish was schlep.
Schlep.
And I have heard that word before.
Yes.
And I guess I knew it had a Yiddish origin, but it didn't come to mind. It's like Hall from the Yiddish. I'm like, what could that be? But it was schlep.
Yeah, see, because I sort of focus on the word haul, like if you committed a crime, that'd be your haul, or the loot
Oh,
that you would
yes.
take. So, but I do like the word schlep. It's just got such a,
That's a great
yeah,
word.
great meaning behind it.
And then the one right next to it, two down, country that adopted the euro in 2023, which I should have remembered, but I didn't. And that was Croatia. Croatia has become a part of the euro economy. So.
For I'm sure very good economic and historic and political reasons that I am completely oblivious to. It's like, didn't the euro show up before 2023?
Well,
Like,
it
didn't it show
showed
up in the 1980s
it
or
was
90s?
90s. Yes, I remember we were in France on the first day, January 1st, when the euro started
Right.
being their currency, and it was like crazy whenever you tried to buy something. I remember we had to buy a pair of mittens for our youngest because he lost his, and I went to pay for them, and she told me how many euros it was, and I gave her, a little more, so I was expecting some change, and she gave me actually like more change than I had given her because she was still thinking in French currency.
Right.
But I explained to her. Well, I think I got you to explain to her because she didn't speak English and I didn't speak French. And so,
Neither did I, so I must have used great hand gestures.
but anyway, she was so appreciative that we did that. But it was like, well, I didn't. It was like she was paying me to take the mittens
And now she's
away.
probably Macron's, left-hand person, so we should really get to meet them.
I also, one clue I enjoyed, 28 down, kid-lit character who tells his ailing friend, "Today you look very green, even for a frog." And the answer to that was Toad.
Yes.
And I do remember the stories of Toad and Frog. And
Is it Toad and Frog or Frog and Toad?
Frog and Toad, I
Yeah.
think it is. That's right. That's
Frog gets
right. We
star
did, and we
billing.
saw the play. We saw the play, Frog and Toad. So,
Well,
and our kids loved it. And there was a song about cookies that we sang many, many times.
I didn't notice too much in the crossword. I did appreciate that Apple got a couple of shout-outs. We had 18 down, that being Apple's digital assistant, Siri.
Right.
And then we had 52 across, Android competitor, iOS.
That is correct, yes.
So, one part of the New York Times where when they mention Apple, it's not to like harangue them or something. So I do appreciate that.
Well, very good. I mean, I don't think we can give the New York Times credit, but we can credit Laura Dershowitz and Catherine Baker
That is true.
for that shout out to Apple.
And this is their first and third crossword to appear in the New York Times,
Really?
respectively.
In terms of what debut clue or debut answers, I guess, the 50, what was it, 35 down, painting style with abrupt transitions of color, hard edge.
Yes.
I did not know that. Is that a debut
That
clue?
is not a debut.
It
It
isn't,
has shown
huh?
up three times
Oh, wow.
today, 2009, and in 2010 as a variety puzzle. So really, in terms of in the modern era, it's only appeared twice. So it's close to a debut.
Yeah, I certainly didn't remember it. I don't know. Was I doing the crossword back in 2010? I might have been.
The themed answers were pretty much all debuts.
Those would be debut. Uh-huh.
Another one that I appreciated that was not a debut, but still good. Exam with a capital E was eye test.
That's right. Yes, that was a good clue. Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit of math, sort of. 40 down, simplifies as a fraction, was reduces.
Reduces, correct.
And the fourth letter of bomb, but not the first, silent B.
Yeah.
that was well done.
Yes. There were some great clues.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it was a good puzzle.
Yep. All right. Well, I think that is it for the crossword, but it is Tuesday.
That is correct.
Which means it's time for our first Triplet Tuesday in over a week.
Do, 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 do.
Gasp.
I thought I'd switch it up a bit.
Wow. Okay. I'm now I don't know what to say. All right. So this is our Triplet Tuesday segment where one of us will read three clues in decreasing order of difficulty. The answer to all three clues is one three-letter answer. The object is to guess that answer in as few clues as possible, and we repeat the process three times, hence the name, Triplet Tuesday.
Hear, hear.
And good news, it is Tuesday. All right.
Thank you.
Will be asking the questions today. Are you ready?
I certainly hope so.
And listeners, if you want to play along, feel free to do so. Sit yourself down next to the pause button and hit it as soon as I read the clue, and then see if you can get the answer before Gene does. All right. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Here we go. All right. Your first clue, pendant.
Pendant. Pendant. Fob.
Nope. Oh. Your second clue, jerk.
Jerk. Pendant and jerk. Jerk be tug. That wouldn't be a pendant.
Geez, thinking it over, jerk. Listeners.
Jerk.
The suspense is building.
Tug.
Nope. Dylan or Dole?
Bob.
Correct.
Oh, I said fob.
You said fob. You were thinking perhaps of a key to get into a car.
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, a fob is like a... You know, like something, a little, something you could put on a chain.
I'm not sure by holding up your hand like that, you're gonna help with this podcast.
Okay, so a jerk is a bob.
When you sort of jerk, you bob.
And a jerk is, a bob is a pendant?
That's what X-Word Info claims.
Okay. Oh, man, those were rather cryptic clues.
You got it. I was going for tough.
Uh-huh.
just because we're starting up again doesn't mean I get to go easily on you.
Uh-huh.
All right,
okay.
Here we go. Good looker? Question mark.
Good looker. I.
Nope.
Oh.
Strategos piece.
Strategos.
No, I'm sorry. Not strategos. Stratego piece.
Stratego piece. I think I played Stratego once in my life.
That's what I was hoping for.
And the first clue was good looker.
Yep.
Good looker. Stratego piece. Len. No, that's four letters.
Yeah, you could go for Len.
No. Boy. Die.
Nope. John le Carré figure.
John le Carré?
John le Carré figure.
Spy?
Correct. A good looker is a spy. A stratego piece is a spy. And, of course, John le Carré figure is a spy.
A stratego piece is a spy.
I guess they have spies in Stratego.
Oh.
I mean, it's got the name strategy in the name, so yeah. You'd sort of hope there'd be a spy there somewhere.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. You're doing great. Two for two. It's produced by a Tesla coil.
It's produced by a Tesla coil?
Yes.
Ion.
Nope. Good guess, though. Paris's blank do carousel. She's thinking it over.
Could you repeat that?
Yes, certainly. Paris's blank du carousel.
Luke.
Luke? L-U-C?
Like Jean-Luc. I was thinking of a three-letter French word. So no.
I'd like to be able to say make it so, but nope. Blank de triomphe.
Arc.
Arc de triomphe. So a Tesla coil sends this arc.
Oh, well.
I guess you're not familiar with Tesla coils.
No, not
well,
at
you,
all.
Well, you got all three of them. Three for three. Bravo. Mm-hmm. Pick a bow.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Glad to be back. And we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.